Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. He has never changed. This week, beloved, we've been talking about the healing of wounds, and we began by looking at the work, the ministry of Jesus. In those 3 short years, He was concerned about the condition of people, healing the sick, raising the dead. Psalm 147 and 3 says, He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. And that we also see that before Jesus left, He gave this same ministry to His people, to those who would believe on Him through their word, speaking of the disciples, those beautiful passages in John that are recorded, Jesus' last words is before He went to His suffering and death on the cross. And we are in His name to continue the same work. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, as He said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon His people to do the works that He has called us to do. And the God of the Bible has not changed. He is a God of love and compassion, and He wants to bring healing to the people, healing of body, of soul, of mind, of emotions, of our will, that we can be conformed to the will of Jesus. That's what Jesus came to do the will of His Father. And it's a delight to do His will. Yea, thy law is within my heart, the scriptures say. And so we have that healing ministry, but we have been looking at how wounds are inflicted. There's the wounding or chastening of the Lord, if you will. And then there's the wounds that are caused by the enemy, because he hates God and he hates us. He hates mankind because he lost those that rebelled. Satan and those who, a third of the angels who fell with him, hate the mankind that was created in God's own image and likeness. But today, we want to look at wounds that are caused by others. And I'm thinking, I don't know where it's found, but it's something, those who love thy law shall never be offended. Never offended. I think I preached a message on that years ago. But to offend someone, it means to make them angry or to cause them displeasure. And it's true, in some cases, there are those, perhaps you could be one of them, who are oversensitive and are injured despite what actually was objectively done. And You've been injured by others, and you've also injured others despite your efforts not to hurt them. And so when this is true, we need to pray for ourselves that God would heal us, that we'd be able to forgive. And it's an act of the will. It's not an emotional response or feeling. If you choose with your will, Lord, I want to forgive so-and-so who hurt me deeply, who offended me, I forgive them in the name of Jesus. And we need to pray for them. And of course, we need to pray for those who are easily offended, that they could be healed and mature in Christ. Some people, the bottom line is, because of the way they were raised, perhaps because of things that have happened in their life, they're desperately unhappy with themselves. And when that's the case, angry people injure others. Unhappy people hurt others. And the Bible warns against having such an attitude. For Jesus said in Matthew 18 and 7, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be, in other words, it's going to happen, that offenses come. But woe unto that man by whom the offense cometh. Very clear that we're not to be inflicting wounds upon others. And how can this be done? Well, wounds many times can be inflicted with words. You may remember some hurtful things that were said that happened years or perhaps even decades ago by a family member or by a friend. And it says in Proverbs 18 and 8, that gossip or those bad things we say about one another, it says the wounds of a talebearer are as wounds. The words of a talebearer are as wounds. And the words of a talebearer, this is Proverbs 26 and 22, are as wounds, repeated twice, that same thought, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. In other words, they go deep within the soul. And only God can really heal those as we repent and ask His forgiveness for the person that injured us. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. Isn't that what James said? So we can be hurt with words that can wound. And then also, not just words, but inconsiderate behavior. God wants us to consider others, as Jesus did, to be careful about the way we treat them. You may not say anything, but by your manner, by your attitudes. I remember once Brother Glass was basically giving me some very good advice. I said, well, I didn't say anything. And he said, you don't have to. So sometimes just by our demeanor, by our facial expressions, we are conveying messages. And what does Ephesians 4:2 say? With all lowliness and meekness, in other words, with humility, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. In other words, being gentle, being patient, putting up with the unpleasant characteristics of others that could be very annoying, hurtful, but just pray for them, and God will give you the grace to do what you can to improve that relationship or to help them. Or, and sometimes it's necessary, there'll just be a parting of the ways. God will lead you. Philippians 2 and 3 also says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory or pride, but in lowliness of mind. In other words, there's that humility again. Let each esteem other better than themselves. That's Philippians 2, 3. And also, we can wound others, listen to me now, by abusing our liberty in Christ. The scriptures are very clear. If we are strong in our faith, we have to be careful. If there's something that we have liberty to do, we must not use that liberty in front of someone who would be offended, who wouldn't understand. We could cause them to stumble. What's a scripture? Well, 1 Corinthians 8:12. And Paul is talking about this, and he says, but when ye sin so in such a way, you know, you're free, you've got the liberty to do it. Well, when you sin so, when you do that against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. That's a very strong scripture. Paul said, you know, regarding eating meats, he said, I wouldn't eat meat again if it would offend my brother. And so while we may have liberty in certain areas, we cannot use that liberty to offend others. I remember Brother Glass was raised in a very strict church back in Oklahoma. And I remember once he told me this, he was young, he was a teenager, and he was in a drugstore, and in those days they had soda fountains, and he was at the counter, and the most horrific thing, what he was doing, he was sipping a Coke, and a lady from the church came in and said, Brother Glass! So, beloved, of course, in that case, he wasn't openly trying to be rebellious, but that just shows there are a lot of what Brother Glass calls clothesline religion. You know, you have to have your sleeves down to your wrists and your hair up in a bun, no makeup. But he says their tongues, they'd reach around town. You didn't need the phone. The gossip was so intense. So we don't want to abuse our liberty in Christ. And then also we can wound others by being selfish. We've all been confronted by someone who was thinking only of themselves, and we were hurt by that, even if we didn't say anything. And sometimes Conversely, we can hurt others by our own selfishness, just thinking of our own needs or what we want. Jesus was the epitome of selflessness. And as we walk with the Lord, the Holy Spirit will teach us to be less and less selfish as we mature in Christ. That's what love is all about, right? Jesus was the epitome of love. What he did, when we think of how he came and suffered for our sins so that we could be reunited, he left the glories of heaven and was abused, spit upon, crucified, suffered the most cruelest of deaths so that we could be he took our place. We deserve that. And so, beloved, we do need to learn about the love of Jesus and not to offend others and ask God for healing if we've been injured by others. In fact, you know what? Right now, I'd like to stop and just pray. Father, Lord, we've all had experiences where we have been wounded by others. And so I'm asking for a healing of wounds, healing of the wounds that have come through the words and actions of others. Lord, we forgive from our heart in truth. Lord, as Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we understand, Lord, that sometimes we're thoughtless, we're not thinking, and others can be hurtful and cruel, and they don't know what they're doing. So, Father, forgive us as we forgive them. And, Lord, we thank you for healing and cleansing of the wounds and hurts that have been caused by others. No matter how far back they go, Lord, you want us whole and healed so we can experience that abundant life you promised us in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, tomorrow we're going to spend some time looking at another area of wounds, and that is self-inflicted wounds. Sometimes we can do a pretty good job of beating ourselves up, and we're going to address that tomorrow. But until then, I would like to let you know that I always have an invitation for you to write and share your prayer needs, either by mail or by email. And I don't have much time to spend on email, but I will confirm receipt and pray. If you'd like to share your mailing address, I will respond personally by letter. I alone read and answer the letters that come in. So I love you, and I pray for you every day, my radio family, as well as my UCM partners. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.